Let me just speak into this just a minute to identify where we are. We are in an interview with Pearl Critchfield in her home in Bakersfield, California, on the 12th of February, 1978. 3,300 mile in Bakersfield. Now, I wonder, Mrs. Critchfield, we'd just like to visit a little bit, and I don't know what you may remember about the school when you were there, but we'd be glad for you to reflect on, well, anything that comes to mind. You mentioned that you used to have church.
Yes, I had church.
Had church where? In the college chapel?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the people.
Was this pretty well attended, as
yes.
you remember?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh. Would there have been services there other times than on Sunday? Did they have night meetings, do you remember?
I don't think so. I don't recall it. I never went in there.
Where did you live at that time? Did you live in a dormitory in Fonestock Hall there?
I lived in a dormitory, uh-huh. yes. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Now, and just for the record, could we sort of get squared away? What was your maiden name?
Minner.
Minner.
Pearl Minner.
Where was your home? Where'd you come from to McPherson?
Well, Lost Springs, Kansas.
Lost Springs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We live in the country.
How did you happen to come to McPherson?
Well, our doctor was a drunkard. And Dr. Shirk.
Dr. Shirk.
And there were quite a good many people there that belonged to the church.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't, however, but I was at school at McPherson.
Uh-huh.
Business line.
Uh-huh.
And then I stayed in the dormitory, and everybody would be sick. They'd call the doctor, and then they'd call me in, and that's how I happened to become a nurse.
Is that right?
I finished my business course there, and then one of the doctors had a hospital that was his own, Dr. Hall, and he gave me work, and then I went in training and graduated in 3 years.
Now, where did you take your training?
At McPherson.
At McPherson.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I worked in Hutchison's Hospital some.
Uh-huh.
And then my mother got sick, and we went to Hutchison with her to the hospital because we were building a new hospital. And we had no place for her. So we went down there, and she had surgery.
Uh-huh.
Then she got on. She didn't get all right, but she got out. And then after a while the hospital, the new hospital, was opened, and I was the superintendent.
Now, this is in McPherson?
Yeah.
Was that hospital down on South Main Street, or which hospital was it?
Edwards Main Street. But it's been changed now. It's built someplace else now since I left.
Yes.
Then my mother had to come to the hospital, and so the doctor had her come there to McPherson.
Uh-huh.
And she died there in 1911.
Uh-huh.
And I stayed on a while, nurse a while, and then I decided I'd have to go home. And this brother that's here was just a little tot. So I went and kept the home for my father and his boy.
What is your brother's name that's here?
Ernest.
Ernest.
Mm-hmm.
Were there others of your family then?
Well, they were all married.
Mm-hmm.
But myself and this little boy.
Would you mind giving us the names of the other members of your family?
They're all dead now. Mary. She died, I've forgotten when. She died in 1904.
Mm-hmm.
And then my brother and my sister have passed away since I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
But I was trying to think of who she married, and I just can't remember.
Yes, that's all right. We just
but my brother had a heart attack, and he died at McPherson.
Mm-hmm. How long were you in McPherson then? You said you went back out to Lost Springs then, did you? You said
yes, I went home, and I didn't stay very long. I had to get back to work. So I went to Harrington, Kansas, and I worked some there, and but private duty, you know. And, I don't know. So much of it I've forgotten.
Well, I forget about everything, too. Now, you spent most of your nursing career in Kansas, then.
Well, yes. I nursed out here a little, but most of it back in Kansas. My folks had a farm there at Lost Springs. We had a nice home there. I stayed around there, and I could go home occasionally, you know.
Now, where was your husband from? Was he from Lost Springs?
He had been married to a cousin of mine, and she died when they had the flu epidemic. And I met him out here. I was out here with my uncle that had the furniture store.
That's here in Bakersfield.
Yeah, He's not living now. Mm-hmm. And I met this man that I married. I met him then. Because he was sort of related to me anyway. And he's gone now, too. Yeah. Time goes fast, and it makes me so disgusted to think I forget things.
Well, it makes me disgusted, too, and I just forget a lot of them. We hadn't met you, but we had the information about you being a graduate, and we're in this area, and we said we want to talk to that lady.
Well, I wonder who I saw last year, who the man was from the prison college.
I wouldn't know. Was it President Paul Hoffman? Might it have been?
I don't remember it all, but it seems to me that every once every year there's been somebody from McPherson College that's called.
Well, we hope people, when they're in the area or when they get out, they come and visit with you. You know, I find it interesting your comments about Dr. Hall.
Yes, he's
where was his office when you started working for him before they built the hospital on South Main?
I don't remember the names. It was the main street. He was upstairs. And there was a Hubble, had a drugstore.
Yes, there's a Hubble.
Right close to where his office was. But I guess there are not any of them living anymore.
What other doctors, do you remember what other doctors might have been in town then? You worked with Dr. Hall, I guess.
A Chet. And, it's been so long, I've forgotten.
Did you ever know Della Horner, who was also a nurse?
No.
She would have been around there, I'm not just sure when.
Well, you know, it's been a good many years since I was there.
Sure.
Because after my mother died, she died in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I left. And I don't remember how long it was, but I did private duty. I was in Hutchinson, Harrington was a town, and all around.
You might be interested to know that my wife right here was born in that new hospital you're talking about on South Main Street in McPherson, so. It is now called the Andrews Apartments. It isn't a hospital
yes,
anymore.
Yes, and in an apartment house.
And the hospital is over on North Walnut now.
What was your name?
France. F-R-A-N-T-Z.
Don't remember.
Well, the folks wouldn't have been there until, when did they come? 1915 or 16, I think. Mm-hmm. Probably 1916.
I had left then.
Well, she came a little bit after you, I guess.
Yes, I had that. And then they made a rooming house, or apartment house out of that. And they built off out.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it still there?
Yes, it's at the same place on North Walnut then. The hospital is still there.
I forgot the street. It's been so long.
And they've put a new addition on it the last few years, so it's a very fine hospital now. The new facility is quite large and spacious.
I don't hear from anyone there, and it's when you're away and you don't hear, you forget.
That's right.
You just can't come back.
That's right.
That's a great time.
Do you think of...
Dean was another one of the doctors.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Do you remember any of the kinds of things you did as students? Where did the students eat then? Did you eat in the dormitory where
they
lived?
We had a kitchen. We had a nice kitchen on the hospital.
Well, I was thinking about, as you were a student, where did the students eat?
We ate in the student room. You see, Dr. Hall had, it was a living house that he had converted into the hospital.
I think I've seen pictures of it.
And then later on, he moved down, after they got the new hospital, he moved down into that hospital. And I don't know what they made out of that corner after they spent so many years since I've been there.
You enjoyed your nurse's training.
Oh, my, yes, I enjoyed it. Of course, I don't do any work like that, but I had years and years and years of it. I didn't do anything else. That's all I've ever done.
Well, it's a real noble profession.
Mm-hmm. And then after my family had all gone and the home was broken up and all that, my brother came back to Kansas, and I came out here.
Now let's see, how long have you been in Bakersfield now?
Since 67.
Since 67.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't work.
Pardon?
I don't work.
Well, you deserve a little bit of rest, I would say, after these years.
Yes, I have my brother here and his wife. And then they've got children and families, and I just know them by name. I don't see them hardly ever.
As you think of the days that you were in the dormitory, would it have been Funnestock Hall where you lived on campus, or do you remember what the building on the McPherson College campus? Did the boys and the girls live in the same dormitory? They didn't They had a, it was divided sort of in the middle, was
they
it?
They had a, what did they have? Family or not. I know our cooks didn't live there. We had a,
did the fellas and the girls ever play pranks on each other in those days?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think they were very prank-minded. Did you feel the restrictions were pretty severe then, or do you remember much about the restrictions?
No, see, I didn't have so many. I didn't have any six. Wasn't too big a hospital. I've forgotten their girls' names even. I haven't thought of them for so long. Dr. Dean was another one of our doctors. And then there was one doctor whose wife was a doctor too.
Well, we will excuse you for that. You have a right to forget some things, like the rest of us, I'm sure. We forget a lot of things. Well, we just wanted to come and visit with you a little bit and get your reflections about things, and I'm very glad to, you know, I just didn't have you tied in. I read about Dr. Hall, and I think I have a mental picture of that hospital you worked in, and I didn't know that you were, well, I just didn't have you identified.
Yes, I hope it's the name of that street.
Where the hospital now is?
Where the one we built.
It's on South Main.
Main?
South
Main. I couldn't
Main.
Remember what it was.
Yes, it would be about, what, 500 South Main? No, not that far. Maybe 400 South Main, on the west side of the street.
I know
it's a nice appearing building here.
Yes, I had my picture made on the front porch with my nurses.
Well, what do you know?
And, I just enjoyed it while I was there.
I bet you did. That would be fun to be the administrator in a new hospital.
Yes. course, I couldn't see why they're going way off out in the country there to build that other hospital, but they did, I wasn't there then when they, that was being done.
Well, that's not out in the country anymore. The town's all built around it, so yeah. It's sort of in the middle of town now, like everything else.
Well, that's good many years ago.
Yes, sure, that's right. I don't remember when that hospital was built, but I think maybe around 1920. Maybe a little before 1920. I'm not just sure.
I know my sister died in 1904, and then I went to college down there, my first one. And that's how I happened to get tied up with the doctors and took nursing when I wanted to be a nurse. But town's growing quite a good bit.
Yes. I guess all towns are growing.
I haven't been there for a long, long, long time.
And it's been growing rapidly.
You forget things. I used to correspond with someone there, but I haven't had a letter from her for a long time. I don't remember who it was anymore.
Well, it's good for us to visit with you, and you did say you had a dinner appointment, and we better not to keep you, but
my sister-in-law, she doesn't come over often, and I said, well, I've got some people coming. And she said, well, we have dinner by 6 o'clock.
Yes. Well, we'll try not to keep you, but it's been real good to visit with you and to get your point of view on these things and to learn something about your experience.
Well, I've enjoyed it all.
Well, thank you so much.
Man and wife had some people cooking. And I used to wait to see them.
I see. Well, we have a little trouble.